So, as you know, we have been, over the last couple of months, been looking at the BU resolution on a shared understanding of mission. What we've been wanting to do is to help us all to understand some of the words and some of the phrases in the statement. Prior to sessions or session that we're going to have, to help us understand what our mission is here at Our Mission Baptist Church in this context, in this moment in time. And we're going to be using, as I'll explain later, some questions based on this statement to help us with that. Don't you just love it when things actually work? That's good. So this is the bit that we're going to be looking at now. This comes at the very end of that long statement that some of you may have seen copies of. I hope you have, actually. It says this: we resolve as a collective of churches and individuals within Baptist Together. Just clarify, Baptist Together is the Baptist Union. That's just another name for it. So within Baptist Together, we resolve to intentionally discern our place in the missional work of God in the world. Therefore, we will passionately share the reason for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ with gentleness and respect. We will commit ourselves to compassionate service, pursuing justice and caring for creation. We will encourage and pray for one another as we move in covenant together in the mission of the triune God. So, triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Those three statements are at the end, as I said, of what we're looking at. And we've already looked at some elements of those last three statements in previous weeks. What I want to unpack is this little bit. There we go, the one bit in red that says, to intentionally discern our place in the missional work of God in the world. That's a good thing to be doing anyway, isn't it? But before we think about how we best do that, how do we work out what God is calling us all to, as individuals, but as a church, let's just remind ourselves exactly what our ultimate mission is. We heard about it in the first reading that Linda brought us, the one from Acts chapter 1. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples just before he gets taken up into heaven. And he says this in verse 8. He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And I just stop there for a second. I preached on this, I think, here in June. I just find that statement incredibly exciting. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And I have to be careful here, I don't go off into another Pentecost sermon. But we all have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. We should be praying continually that he continues to fill us with his power. That is exciting. Jesus is saying to the disciples, you will have that power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That ultimately is what our mission is, to be witnesses to Jesus, to tell others of the wonderful news about the life of Jesus, and of course about the death and resurrection of Jesus, which is something that we celebrate every year at Easter. That ultimately is our mission, so that we can explain to those outside of this building the hope that we have because of that. And of course, it's not just the book of Acts where Jesus tells us what our mission is. Got one or two other verses for you. In Mark 16, verse 15, we read, and then he told them, that's Jesus, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. It was not just to preach to one or two people, to everyone. The NIV puts it this way, preach the gospel to all creation. That is our mission. And then, of course, you will, I'm sure, know at the end of Matthew 28, Jesus saying to his disciples, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But he doesn't stop there. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. We can be in no doubt, friends, what our mission is. What is it that God wants us to be doing and how we should be doing it? And the BU mission resolution statement, which I commend it to you for this, mentions the broad breadth of what our mission should look like. Speaking of the gospel, absolutely, but also living our lives as gospel people. When people look at us, do they see Jesus? So we need to be loving others, being compassionate towards others, looking after this wonderful planet that God has given us to live on. It's all part of God's mission, as we've seen over recent weeks. And it's a mission to which he invites us to be part of. Folks, he's doing it anyway, but he invites us to be part of it. What a wonderful invitation. I think that God's mission is pretty clear. What's important is that we spend time as individuals, as God's gathered community here at this church, working out what our part in that mission is. As the BU mission resolution says, we need to intentionally discern our place in the missional work of God in the world. You know, one dictionary definition of the word intentionally says, so on purpose or with conscious intent. We need to deliberately work out, seek, determine what our place in God's mission is. So the question, I guess, is how do we do that? How do we discern our place in God's mission? As individuals, of course, and God has all sorts of plans for all of us. I did not expect, really, if you'd asked me 3 years ago, did I expect that I'd be stepping down from church ministry? I didn't expect that at all. But God has some other plans. I now work for MAF in the way that I do. So yes, we've got to discern our place as individuals, but perhaps more especially as we come to the end of this series, as a church here in North Devon, here in this village of Absham and the surrounding area. And that's what I want to explore a little bit together this morning. Many years ago, I came across a quote, and I cannot find where it came from, but it's a great quote on this, so I'm going to use it, put it on the screen. It says this: discerning one's place in the missional work of God, the Missio Dei, that's Latin for the mission of God, discerning one's place in the missional work of God, the Missio Dei, involves shifting focus from designing personal ministry plans to identifying and joining the Holy Spirit's existing work in one's local context. This process is characterized by communal reflection, prayer, and attentive listening to Scripture, neighbors, and the community. So there's a process here in discerning our place in the missional work of God. And fundamentally, it's about a move away from my mission to Missio Dei, to God's mission. Or at least that's the way it should be. And if I want to be slightly technical for a second, it's about being theocentric and not ecclesiocentric. Theo meaning God, ecclesio meaning church. We need to be theocentric, God-centered in our mission. And I needed just to say that, but just to prove that I did actually go to Bible college. I remember some of the stuff I was told. Mission is fundamentally God's work, not simply an activity of the church, as great as many of those activities are on many churches across our land. We need to discern what our place is in God's mission, a mission which he is already doing and has been doing for a long time and will continue to do, whether or not we accept his invitation to be part of it or not. And that, of course, is exactly what this bit of the BU mission resolution statement is saying: to intentionally discern our place in the missional work of God. Which brings me to the second reading that Linda brought to us, that we had from Romans 12. This is Paul writing a letter to the church at Rome. He says in that first verse in chapter 12, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." And there's an entire sermon to be had on that verse, but it's the second verse I want to put up and I want to look at in a bit more detail. He then goes on to say, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." What Paul is saying here is that our ability to discern the will of God, the ability to discern what our place is in his missional work, is just simply a natural byproduct of spiritual transformation. And particularly in community. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." So a community that is dedicated to spiritual transformation, for becoming more Christ-like, for doing the things we know Christ wants us to do, provides the environment in which discernment can truly take place. And we cultivate this environment. We cultivate this by committing ourselves to spiritual disciplines, to prayer. So if you are free Tuesday at 10 o'clock, why not come down to the church? Gathered community, praying together, is one way that we transform our mind to better understand God's will. But also, as well as prayer, as the quote said earlier, to communal reflection, to attentive listening to scripture, neighbours and the community. What is God saying through all of those things? Through our reflecting together, through our reading of scripture, through our conversations with those around us. We do this personally and we do this together. And that enables us to keep offering ourselves to God for the work that only he can do. And to help us understand what that work is for us. Why should Abbotsham Baptist Church, what should Abbotsham Baptist Church be doing to assist in God's mission, to assist in the Missio Dei? Intentionally discerning your place, my place, our place in God's missional work involves aligning our personal passions, our personal gifts, our circumstances with God's desire to reach the whole world with this incredible message about Jesus that we have been praying about, that we have been singing about. And it's quite interesting. It seems that Jeff and myself, at exactly the same time, felt that this BU mission resolution statement would be a great springboard for us here at Abbotsham Baptist Church to intentionally discern what our collective role is in God's mission. I remember emailing Jeff when he was away for two months last time. Only 2 weeks this time, wasn't it? When he was in the States for a couple of months, and saying, "You know, this BU mission resolution statement could be a good springboard for us to work out what our mission is here." And getting a response fairly quickly saying, "You aren't going to believe this. That's exactly what I've been praying about. So I hear things like that, and I begin to think, do you know what, maybe God might be in this somewhere. So this sermon series, as I said, has simply been about making sure we have a better understanding of what that whole statement is saying, making sure we understand some of the words and phrases within it, so that we can then make use of it in what we're going to do next. And what that is we want at some point, and the details will be thrashed out, no doubt, in the deacons' meeting on Friday. Actually, I hope there'll be no thrashing. We'll discuss the details. We want to get together as a church on more than one occasion. We haven't decided that yet. And to go through a number of questions that the BU have given out with this statement that will help us to determine what God is saying to us as a church, about what he wants us to be doing to help him in his mission at this moment in time. And as we go through that process, I have to say, there will be other things simply about being church which may come up. And that's good too. In fact, I'd be keen to use this process to tease out collectively, as a gathered community, thoughts about being church together here in this place at this moment in time. Because that itself will impact our mission. So I really would encourage all of you, as we begin to get these dates sorted, find a time for us to meet, to engage with this. There's something special about multi-voice activities, hearing from everybody, because you've all got a valid input, because God will use you to say what he wants to be heard. More details on that once we got them. So we know what God's mission is, what his ultimate mission is. He wants everyone, as we saw early on, to be reconciled to him, to be back with him. Those he created, he wants back with him. What we need to do is to work out what our place, our part is in it. To intentionally discern our place in the missional work of God in the world. Personally, I find this a very exciting moment. I find this church very exciting. I don't just mean because the beams have been painted blue, as exciting as that is. I sense, and I know I'm not alone in this, I sense that God is doing something here. We want to tap into that. We don't want to move on too quickly before he's had a chance to speak to us. So I would encourage all of us to be part of that discernment. I would also encourage you, and maybe we should email this out again. We'll email out again the statement the BU issued, to go through it again. In light of this series, to go through it again in preparation for when we meet to discuss. Let's pray.